Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everybody, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And as I shared with you, the whole launch of the Play Big Movement was to share the things that I'm doing to grow my business and to play big again after having kind of a few years of being on autopilot. And so one of my team members has helped us on our website and marketing and really works with my dearest friend, Elaine Rawls, is Joel Cohen. Joel, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, pleasure to be here, Sharon. Always appreciate it.
And one of the things that the agency, when he joined Elaine's agency, he is really one of the top digital marketing strategy, helping small businesses really understand the importance of their online presence and the marketing side, but in a very play big way. I mean, he's the firm, Commit Agency, is one of the preferred partners. Is that the right tagline? Preferred partners of Google?
Yep. It's a premier partner is the particular term.
Okay, well, let's get it right. Premier partner. And, but even more so understanding how to do things, Joel, you have a unique way of looking at the big picture. So a lot of times when I share things with you guys, it's from stuff that I've learned from Joel. So he's a great teacher and definitely dedicated to make sure his clients get the best situation that they can. And he's there in his office, so you may see people bustling around. They've got a beautiful office in Arizona here. So, but what we're talking about today is a little different because we just had a meeting with Joel last week, and one of the things he was talking about is he went to a meeting, a national meeting or probably international meeting with Google, and he came back and applied some things that he learned in his own agency, and it made a big difference. And I thought, you know, we should really talk about that because I've talked to you guys about earning the right and then picking your niche and staying in your niche. And so when we were actually having dinner together, he was talking about how in their agency, Joel, you guys decided to focus on your strengths. So talk a little bit about Joel Cohen. Give us a little bit more of your background and then about this new, what you've applied and how your agency's just exploded with growth.
Sure, absolutely. So I think a couple of things. As far as me personally, born and raised in San Francisco, so I think you could say tech's in my blood. And I spent the second half growing up in Colorado, and I've always just appreciated being able to understand how things work at a different level. And I remember when I was in seventh grade, one of my math teachers says, "You never just want to get the answer. You always want to understand why." Right. And that's definitely something that has stuck with me most of my life is like, I want to know the answer is right, but I want to know how we got there and what it's going to take to be able to get to that right answer on a consistent basis. So as I got older and I started working in the world of business, I started a business called Digital Intelligence Agency. It was soon after the recession. I figured out I didn't want to work in corporate America anymore where I could be let go at a moment's notice or whatever it may be. And when I started the business, it really resonated with people right off of the bat that I want you to know the truth. I want you to know how your business operates, and I want you to understand the truth behind advertising as a whole, because these folks were getting calls from SEO providers that were telling them they weren't ranking first page, and what do we need? We have the secret sauce, and it was all a bunch of hogwash, right? It was not real. And so after doing that for several years, I had been doing some work as a subcontractor for Commit Agency, which was formerly Air Integrated. And David, Elaine, and I really connected overall just on the basis of ethics and on the basis of doing the right thing and creating win-win scenarios, not only for us as business owners, but for our clients as well. And since then, and it'll be 3 years coming up in 2 weeks, it'll be a 3-year anniversary, we've really captured lightning in a bottle. I mean, for us to be able to do the three things that we do for our clients on a consistent basis and help make them successful has really been a game changer for us and for the people that work with us. The first part of that, those three things, is brand definition, making sure that people have a clear brand. Second is making sure to define consumer experience, so the actual experiences that people are having, and then being able to amplify the influence based off of those first two things to make sure that the advertising actually works for the folks that work with us. And obviously, as I said earlier, it's resonated with the people that are working with us, but it's also resonating with large organizations like Google, who are seeing us be successful with our clients and allowing us to do things that other folks may not have access to.
And so you went to an event, seminar, I think it was with Google, if I remember correctly, and it was talking about really focusing on your core competence, and you made some adjustments within the agency, right?
Yeah, so it's called Google Elevator, and what it is that it is based off of being able to help organizations like Commit really take things to the next level. And we were invited out to New York City, right, Chelsea District downtown there, and a gentleman by the name of Alex Langsher, who helped to start an agency called Cardinal Path. He built his agency from nothing into one of the largest digital technical advertising agencies in the United States in a matter of 5 years. And he had a very clear path in terms of what allowed him to be able to do that. And so for 2 days, we got to walk through what he had done and what he has created in terms of what that path looks like overall. And Google essentially takes that methodology, that program, and then he gets to travel all over the world, projecting that out to other agencies and other companies like ours. It was incredible over that time frame to learn several things that were pretty simple that I think if anybody were to apply them, would see a lot of success.
And so, you know, I know we talked about it because in this world of PR and marketing and advertising and now digital and social media, your world has really changed dramatically in the last few years because of all of that. And so as an agency, you guys are constantly evolving and moving in the direction of what's current. I mean, one of the focuses of your agency is that experiential economy, is making sure the customer experience is what is desired. So as part of this that you were learning, we were having a conversation over dinner. You guys actually kind of reassigned responsibilities within the agency, right?
Well, yeah. So the interesting thing was, it was make sure to stay in your lane overall in terms of what your strengths are. And, you know, David, who's the president and my business partner, he is great at new sales. And so there was kind of a twofold learning overall, what we're talking about now in terms of making sure that people are being able to leverage their strengths, but two, it's making sure that your sales pipeline is consistently staying full. And what we found is that when David focuses on the sales side of things, it is hard to keep up as an organization. He's great at it. He's built a reputation over the past 21 years as a trustworthy individual does exactly what he says he's going to do. And that has helped us tremendously. What David doesn't like so much is the operational side of things. And that is something that I really like to be able to focus on. And it's something that I like doing because it's black and white. The world that I live in is really ones and zeros overall. And so what we talked about as a leadership group is we said, David, you focus on the financials, you focus on the sales side, and that's going to be your main focus. Joel, you're going to focus on operations, our own consumer experience, our client experience, and you keep digital moving forward. And once we did that, it was amazing to see what happened. And we started really doing that across the whole organization, making sure that people that had the opportunity to be able to leverage their strengths and do jobs that they really wanted to do, it has allowed for a passion that we haven't seen before and something that has really resonated across the entire organization.
And in fact, you know, some people would say that it takes away from team, but actually it makes your team stronger, right? Because you're supporting each other. You're supporting each other doing what you're best at.
Yeah, I mean, it's the team. When you have people go into where they're naturally, I guess, gifted is the best thing I can say. What you start to see is things start to fit a lot easier than they were prior. And it makes coming to work and working harder a lot easier because it's not even necessarily work. The challenges that I face every day from an operational standpoint, I love it. The more difficult something is, the more I want to figure it out and get into it. From a sales side, I mean, you watch David and you watch him work through some of the potential new clientele and some of the new folks that have come on as a result of him focusing on it. And it's truly amazing just to watch because there isn't a lot of friction involved in terms of what we're doing, and we're not complaining a whole lot. It's we're busy, but it's doing something that we love to do, and therefore it doesn't really matter.
And as people can probably see, looking behind you, you have a beautiful open office concept. So a fully functioning and happy team is something that helps spur the company and moving it forward.
Yeah, big time for sure.
Yeah, and I've been working with you guys for a long time, and you can see the energy and the people happy. And your turnover rate probably has gone down too, just from a standpoint of people feeling more valued and focused.
Well, what's amazing, Sharon, is that typical agency turnover hovers around 50% a year. And that's one of the hard things about our business as a whole, is that keeping people happy in an agency world is sometimes difficult. Our turnover this year is about 10%. I mean, it's been great. I mean, from a cost perspective, I mean, any business owner knows turnover costs a lot of money. But to the second side of that is that from a purpose-driven standpoint, being able to have people that genuinely wants to be a part of the organization and want to do the things that we want to do, it just makes coming to work a whole lot easier. And it also makes you feel a little bit more fulfilled each and every day.
So I want to just recap one of the things, because I want to talk a little bit about the digital world. But when we were together, I said, we got to get this on a podcast because it's something that we talk about, and it's really proof in the pudding right here, where every business needs to focus on making sure that the business stays in the lane and the individuals within the business stay in their lane as to what their core competence is, because then you feel more fulfilled. So I was really proud to hear that, and it seemed it was definitely a real engagement. I saw excitement in the office when we were there as well. So before we roll off today, I'd like to bring back in a little bit of your expertise. One of the things that I've talked about before at events and stuff is the importance of the Google My Business page. And so I want you to take a moment and talk, number one, about the focus of the experiential journey for the client and the importance of that, because I think that's something that people, they think about it, but they don't think about it and they don't strategize it. And that's something that you guys bring to the table. And then also the evolution of the Google My Business page. I'd like to cover those two topics before we end today.
Yeah, you bet. So I was actually on a radio show this morning on Money Radio, and they were curious about the same types of things. And really it surrounds the fact that what we are in today is what's called a consumer-based economy, consumer experience economy. And if you're not paying attention to what it is that people are saying about you online, particularly in the realm of Google My Business and Facebook, you're doing a disservice. So there are communication and things taking place where you're being substantiated in these areas. And that percentage of people that go to look at and substantiate how you service your clients is not going to go down anytime soon. In fact, 92% of people, whether it's a B2B or a B2C engagement, are taking a look online to validate what is it like to be able to interact with you. Do you actually come through on the things that you say that you're going to? And what's the level of service that you provide to your customers overall? And so Google recognized this about 3 years ago. We started to see a major shift overall in terms of the amount of traffic that were coming to websites based off of the Google My Business profiles. And what we saw is that if you had a rating that was 4.0 or below, that your website traffic was very, very quickly going down. And not only that, but phone calls and the businesses themselves were having a real hard time. This actually came off of a restaurant that all of a sudden said, hey, we're not showing up in these places. Why is it that all of a sudden our business is down? Well, they were rated a 3.4. And as anybody listening may know, when you're rated below a 4, people don't want to shop there. They know what they expect, and they expect a 4.0 or above. So to encapsulate it all, Sharon, I think the key piece is just for people to understand is that we're in a world now where you can't hide from bad service, and you have to be able to provide great service. And anytime we see somebody that's below a 4.0, what we tell them is, we can't really do a whole lot for you. Don't waste your money on advertising until we start talking about the consumer experience as a whole and getting that fixed.
Absolutely. And it's something that's so important because, you know, I'd say 10 years ago, you were the main driver of the marketing message, but today you're not. It's
right.
In fact, there was a survey that I use sometimes in my talks, and I think it said 70% of the time when people get to your website, they've already done the research, or they're calling you. They've already looked at where you are online. And so you want to make sure that you're in a process of serving, not selling, because of, you know, they probably are calling you because with the intent to buy. So.
Right, totally. And I can tell you, based off of the meeting that I had in New York, that you can probably up that number into the mid 80s at this point.
Oh, good. All right, good. See, now I have an update for my talk. Thank you.
You bet.
So, and we've talked about the Google My Business. A lot of people don't, you know, a lot of the consumers actually don't even go to your website anymore because they can find right. you on Google. So talk a little bit about that, because you do have to claim it. And that's something that I talk, I want everybody watching and listening to pay attention for your businesses.
Yes. So there's two kinds of search. There's branded and non-branded. And you know, ultimately where the gold is you want to be able to show up in non-branded search. So let's just take Commit as an example. We want to be able to show up when people look up best ad agencies, best marketing agencies, those types of things. That would be considered a non-branded search. But where we see a lot of folks missing is even in their own branded search. So for example, if someone says, you know, most of my business is referral business. I don't need to be on the web. It's referral business. Well, when somebody gives a referral to you, they're going to substantiate you online typically before they're going to reach out to you. And so the Google My Business profile becomes a major component of that. And that's how people will substantiate the experience that you're going to be delivering as a business. And many times that profile is not even claimed. And all you have to do as a business owner is go on and you'll see a little thing that says, is this your business? Once you go on to Google My Business and you just click that little button, and then it'll go through a verification process. Very simple, very easy to do. Once you get it, you'll want to make sure that you load the right services, that you load your descriptors, that you're consistently loading photographs that help to explain what you do and show that consumer experience overall. And that is a critical component to any business, is making sure you claim that profile.
And the other thing that I share with my folks is that it's also important to establish Google Alerts, because it's free to get your Google My Business page updated. It's free to do Google Alerts, and that you'll know when something's being said about you. And I actually do it on my products, my name, my company names. And I also do it on people that might be considered competitors, just so I know what's happening in the industry. And it helps me stay on top of something and if you have strong clients, do it on them so that if they get an award, you're the first one that can send them a letter of a congratulations. So
totally.
Yeah, Google Alerts are very, very useful, and everyone should have it, particularly so that you do know, as Joel was talking about, you understand what's being said with that social currency, so that if something does happen, you can step in as soon as possible to either applaud it or correct it if it's wrong. So, well, Joel, thank you so much. And if somebody wants to find Commit Agency, how do they do that?
Commitagency.com. That's the best place to be able to find us. Or you can even Google Commit Agency and you'll find our profile sitting right there on the right-hand side.
On the Google My Business page. Absolutely.
That's
great.
Right.
Well, I'm going to have Joel stay with me, and we're going to do another short recording for the private Facebook group. So if you're not part of that, please join us. And Joel, thank you so much, and we will be back with another segment. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.